The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hoopball podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hello and welcome back to Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Ira Silver. And in honor of the UFC fight night tonight, here goes my best, Bruce Buffer. We have a very special guest on today. He is a jack of all trades and a master of all. He is the former World Series of Poker champion of the world, Scott Blumstein. Scott, how you doing, buddy? How are you?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for having me. That was quite a good buffer.
Hey man, I've been practicing all morning getting ready for this podcast, so I'm excited to have you on. I know you are a very big sports fan, as we've, you know, talked about it several times in the past. And you know, before we get into some sports and things like that, just kind of want to open up the show to our listeners who may not be familiar with who you are. You won the World Series of Poker in 2017. Do you mind giving us maybe the Cliff Notes version for them on your journey from Morristown, New Jersey to 2017 World Series of Poker champion?
Yeah, I mean, I was just a kid who like went to college to get an accounting degree and graduated and basically just didn't want to be an accountant. So ended up playing poker. You know, I always had a passion for it. I always liked it a little bit, but never thought I'd be a true professional poker player or anything like that. But ended up, you know, trying to pay my bills doing it, just like a lot of people do, and just caught won the right tournament, you know, and that's the beauty of the game. You just gotta be in it to win it, and you know, just kind of grinded for a while, and eventually, just worked out.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's like everyone's dream. I mean, I've been dreaming about winning the World Series of Poker ever since Moneymaker won. I think it was, back in 2002, something like that?
2003.
There you go. Yeah, so I've always wanted to. I actually have never played the main event, but I've definitely played a bunch of side events.
Sure.
Trying to obviously win one of those, build a bankroll, and then, you know, I'd feel more comfortable spending $10,000 on the buy-in there.
I always, you know, just a quick comment, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those tournaments that it's like, you know, it is kind of important to try to get in. So even I tell people all the time, you know, think about just satellites, right? You know, even if you take a shot or two at a couple satellites, it's like, you know, I really recommend, you know, you can, if it's kind of your goal all year to get in it, you can kind of find your way, you know, into the tournament. And then it's just such a good tournament that if you believe in your poker abilities, you know, it's really kind of important to play it. So just an interesting, you know, kind of idea, but,
yeah, I mean, yeah. It's fascinating because this year there's no World Series. You know, it's just going to be online. There's going to be a few events I read online in Vegas, and then there's going to be a few events on GG Poker worldwide for everyone else who, you know, is not living in the land of the free and the home of the brave over here. So are you going to be playing any of those this year?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, it depends where I'm at. You know, obviously limited states can play, and if I happen to be in – you know, either New Jersey or Las Vegas, I'll probably play the American ones a little bit, but I don't really, you know, I'm more of a live player anyway. I don't know about you, but, you know, I kind of like the live arena and so I don't really feel like a need to play online tournaments too often, but, you know, I probably will if I'm around.
I hear you, man. And, before we jump into a couple other, you know, into the sports segment, just wanted to see, I mean, how's Corona been treating you? I mean, it's very strange. It's a very unique situation. What have you been doing with your time and how have you been getting through it?
Yeah, no, it's definitely weird. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it's been, yeah, I was locked down just like everyone else was and just trying to, you know, work my way through it. It's just, it kind of is what it is. It's a weird spot where there's no right answer, no wrong answer. So just try to talk to as many smart people as I can and try to, you know, just try to get their opinions and make my decisions based on it. So, you know, just trying to stay away from big crowds and wearing a mask when I go out, and I feel like that's, you know, what else can I do?
Yeah, man, I know it's been crazy. I've been doing kind of the same thing here in Miami. I don't know if you remember the first time we met, Scott. We met through a mutual friend of ours at a basketball game. We met at the Lakers game. And afterwards, we went out for some drinks, some karaoke, and then it turned into a little 2 a.m. Two-on-two basketball matchup at a random park across the street from the bar. So that's how me and Scott met, and we've stayed in touch ever since. Great dude. And just wanted to know, ever since you won the 2017 World Series, you know, you've obviously gained popularity. People have come to know who you are, you know, whether that's speaking engagements or just people who are fascinated by the poker world. Has it opened up doors for you in regards to the sports world? I know we briefly touched upon it when we first met. You know, I know you're a huge, huge sports fan. So, A, has it opened up doors? And B, to follow that question up, who's the coolest person you've ever met in the sports industry, sports related, sports betting, or on a team, player, owner, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, you know, easy answer is, you know, for sure. It definitely has. I mean, you know, I as far as being able to take advantage of them or really knowing exactly what that means to do with it, I probably, you know, haven't done that great of a job. But honestly, just the just the ability, you know, I've always just loved sports, right? So I don't ever necessarily need to be involved with them. But, you know, I think a lot of people, when they get into professional gambling, which is, you know, it's a very tough, I don't even, you know, it's kind of that catch-22, but, you know, just the idea of not ever missing a sporting event, you know, like just kind of having the ability to, like, if the golf tournament starts on a Thursday and, you know, I want to watch it, I can. So that's kind of been, like, you know, I always say, like, from a sports perspective, it's just kind of nice being able to kind of dive into that stuff. And, but yeah, I mean, you know, there's some opportunities. Obviously, like you said, we went to that Lakers game together. You know, that was through poker. That was through Mr. Feldman. So
shout out Ryan Feldman live at the bike.
Yeah. Shout out Ryan Feldman. Why not? But yeah. And then to answer the second part, yeah, you know, that the cool part is, right, just meeting, getting to meet people. I'm buddies with Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Houston Rockets. He's a, he's a great guy, and you know, just obviously so smart that, like, he just loves, you know, games of thought and math, and poker kind of fits the bill, so that worked out. And yeah, I mean, that's you know, probably the answer. And just go into, like, I have another buddy who works in the G League, and you know, just go into, like, G League events, and just yeah, I don't know, just obviously sports is a passion of ours, and any way you can be involved with them in some way is cool. So I don't think I've had that nailed just yet, but you know, if you're around them enough, maybe something good will happen. So you never know.
Awesome. Well, yeah, Daryl Morey seems like a great guy. I mean, I've never met him, but he seems like a great guy from what I've read. Scott, I have a weird memory. I'm very, I remember a lot of situations, especially when I meet people who are, in my opinion, very relatable. Obviously, we both like poker. We both like sports. So the first time we met, I remember you telling me that Nurkic was your favorite player.
So
leading into that, I want to ask you about the upcoming NBA. We're not exactly sure what's happening. There's a lot of drama involved right now. But with the upcoming NBA schedule and NBA playoffs coming back, I heard Nurkic he says he's 100%. He's going to play. A, are you excited for that? And B, what are your thoughts on this shortened 8 games to finish the seeding, and then these kind of restart of the NBA playoffs here? Or do you think that that your boys have a shot here with Nurkic back in against, I think they're probably going to end up playing the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely excited that the prospect of just basketball being back in general, definitely excited to see my guy Nurkic get back on the court after that gruesome injury. It was funny. I remember I was playing basketball myself that day that he got hurt, and I was going to the layup, just being, you know, an uncoordinated kind of guy that I am. I just, like, wiped out my own 2 feet, slammed my knee into the ground, and ended up having a bad knee injury. I remember literally watching that Blazers game with, like, an ice pack on my knee, and then I watched that injury happen to him, and I'm like, ah, you know what? Maybe I'll stop complaining, right? So. That was obviously a very gruesome thing, and, you know, a long recovery back, but it sounds like he'll be back, and that's cool. As far as the Blazers go, I mean, yeah, the whole playoff thing is interesting. I mean, they were the only team that voted it down, which was interesting. I mean, they had their reasons, I'm sure, but they definitely weren't a fan of it. But I think they'll go out and they'll take care of business. I think, you know, you got a pissed off Damian Lillard, and you know, CJ McCollum is always good, and I was even thinking, you know, a guy like Trevor Ariza, who's older, and you know, I guess some time off might be good for guys like him and Melo. So I think they're in a good spot, and I already you know, not to pat myself on the back too much, but I was able to secure a little bit of a bet on them at 210-1 to win the whole thing. So it's already down to like 80-1.
I see 70-1 right now on Bovada.
70-1, yeah. So, you know, look, we're out here. Every now and then, I do something sharp. You know, it's not often, but it's always nice to do something like that. So,
it's funny that you mentioned that. It's really funny that you mentioned that, because great minds must think alike. I actually have the Blazers at 100-1.
There you go.
I bet it in the middle, maybe like in right before Corona hit. It was like 100-1 when Lillard was just starting to go off, like in that insane zone he had for a few games.
Right. Yeah,
bet it at 100-1. So I mean, listen, at 100-1, you can't complain. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, you got Nurkic coming back, who we all know, if he can come back to any close to what he was before his injury, I mean, they have a real shot to take this thing down.
Apparently, yeah, and then you got Zach Collins back as well, and like, you know, a couple of vets and Ariza, Melo, and then, you know, I guess the only thing. Oh, and then Hassan Whiteside too is another center, you know. So they definitely have some good players. I mean, I've been waiting for them to kind of take their real shot at kind of making some noise. They always seem to run into the Warriors at some point, you know, and then even when they were catching the Warriors, they were still. You know, Nurkic was hurt 1 year in the playoffs, and the next year somebody else. I think Dame was hurt a little. So it's like, it's just, you know, they just haven't really had the real opportunity to be at full strength and you know, I think the league is a little bit softer than it was when the Warriors were that good, you know, as far as the middling roads. But yeah, obviously there's some good teams at the top, so we'll see. Honestly, all you can ask for is a sweat, and you know, if they can somehow get a first round upset, then you're already going to be making money and you can start to hedge. So it's not the worst situation.
Exactly. My only other notable future that I have is the Dallas Mavericks. And I'm looking here, I have it at 90-1. I bet that before the season. Sure. So at least that's down to 30-1. So that's cool. I'm sweating shots. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's another team I really, you know, they got two superstars, right? I mean, that's all you got. That's what they say you kind of need. I mean,
yeah.
Luke is obviously a little young, so we'll see if he can pull off the something as crazy as that. But you never know.
You never know. But all right, cool. So NBA.
Here's a fun one for you. The only other.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Future I have is I bet it the same time I bet the Blazers at 210-1 a couple, you know, literally 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I got the Phoenix Suns at 10,000-1 to win the
NBA. Wow.
So we put, you know, I got a little, hey, I'm a gambler. Look, you know, I don't know. I mean, miracles, maybe, you know, again, you don't want to jinx anything, but, you know, a couple, we're in Corona times, man. You know, there's a lot of unknowns and stuff. And, so whatever, 10,001.
Absolutely, and especially things like that. Put a little pizza money on it, and it could turn into a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Exactly. All I got, yeah, just make the playoff. It'll already snap go down to 200-1. You know, and then like you said, you could probably sell that ticket off and make a little profit and free roll the rest.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the NBA is gonna be fun. I can't wait for it to come back. I mean, it's just been brutal with no sports and. At least we got some golf and some soccer back on and UFC. But I know you're a really big golf fan as well. So just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on where we are in this Charles Schwab Challenge this weekend. The leader, Harold Varner, I don't know too much about him, but he's the top of the leaderboard right now at 12 under. He's just through five holes here, and we got Spieth right on his tail at 11 under. Did you make any futures bets for this one? And if yes, let us know who and what the price was. And if not, let us know who do you think is going to actually come out and pull this off on the championship Sunday, tomorrow? Who's going to actually pull through and make a big run here?
So, yeah, I didn't make too many futures at the beginning of this. I mean, for obvious reasons, everyone's coming off like a 3-month layoff, you know, and it's just such a game of mentals and and consistency and just who's in good form and stuff that it's so hard to tell that I, you know, just thought better of it not to really try. I took like a, you know, I took a couple long shots that fizzled out. I don't feel too bad about trying to handicap something like this. Spieth was probably in hindsight a pretty solid bet. He definitely got popular towards the end. He's just been very good here. He's from Dallas, you know, and his problems are just, you know, hitting the ball straight and whatnot. So, you know, with the time off, maybe he was working on that. If all he does is just find his decent form that he had, you know, pretty consistently in 2015, 2016, then, you know, the rest of his game is going to be solid and he can win. So I think anyone who kind of bet Spieth was sharp. Harold Varner, I believe, was 300-1 at the start of this thing. And
wow,
here he is leading. Yeah. And you know, you talked about what's all going on in the world and stuff. So it's definitely pretty cool to see, you know, someone, you know, who's been working on his game. And he was actually in contention at Riviera, you know, a week or two before Corona hit. So it's not completely shocking to see it, but obviously at 300-1, it's wild that a guy like him can keep making these runs. So I think bookmakers need to kind of review their stance on him. But I did make one interesting bet at the start of the second day yesterday, well, halfway through when the afternoon group was going. I did put a small wager on Patrick Reed at 90-1. All right. So
wow.
the Eagles, the first hole yesterday, on Friday, Eagles, the first hole, proceeds to make a couple bogeys, a couple more birdies, fights back, makes the cut at 3-under, which is still, you know, literally seven or I think it was 8 strokes behind the leader, which seems, you know, difficult. But then, yeah, today he shot 7-under par, got to 10-under, and now is, just kind of in it. So it's interesting. I still think he's, you know, I still think it's one of those things where with so many elite golfers at the top, it was going to be hard for him to win. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be a winning bet, but I do think, you know, I think golf has a lot of value in spots like that. You can get good prices on guys that can kind of just score in bunches and kind of play their way back in it. So, you know, it's fun just to have golf back. It's fun to have a little bit of action down, and then we'll see as the season gets rolling, you know, what's going to happen the rest of the year.
Yeah, I, you know, I watched the first round, and then I made a few bets yesterday on the second round, just kind of head-to-head matches. Did pretty well there, and I got some third-round sweats as well. Pretty sure I'm winning this one. I mean, I haven't looked since we started recording, but I had Tony Finau at even money to beat Brooks Koepka today in the third round.
That happened, I think.
All right, and I have Justin Rose at -120 to beat Gary Woodland, and I have
that's looking good too.
And I have Schauffele to beat DeChambeau at -115.
Yeah, you're off to a good start. We're on, you know, golf is volatile. I think I have him, but you're definitely you're on your way to a 3-0 day. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and the only future I took at the beginning of the tournament, man, he started off so good in round one. I don't know if you would be able to guess this, but I think through the first five holes, he was 3-under. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I got him at like 60-1 or something, or 65-1. Ryan Palmer.
Yeah. That's why I was on him in DFS. So yeah, I was a pretty sharp pick. I mean, that's why what's so crazy about it is, I mean, you know, you obviously, I think, were probably privy to the fact that this is his home course.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he'd been playing it all of quarantine, right? So that's what I was talking about being in form. I mean, who if you play this thing every day, it's just another day at the office, you know.
Exactly.
Play well, but it's just a crazy game, man. You never know. Maybe he woke up on the wrong side of the bed and just, yeah, you know, he got off to that hot start and everything was looking good. And I think I was the one who actually probably pushed him because I went to my friend. I was like, "See, told you, Ryan Palmer, good play." And then instantly, just straight downhill. So,
yeah, I did something similar. I texted my uncle and I said, "Look at this, this guy's on fire." I got him at like 60 or 65-1, and then it just imploded on us.
Yeah, golf is so crazy because there's no rhyme or reason, right? It's like, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm in it for the sweat a lot of the time, right? I mean, when I play fantasy sports, when I bet, you know, I'm not even betting enough to really do it to make money, right? You know, obviously the money's cool, you know, but I proportionally do it more for fun, which when you're doing it for fun, you're doing it for the sweat, right? You want to be right. You just want the excitement of your guy continuing to birdie holes and win.
Absolutely.
But with that being said, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're in it for the sweat, then you're also just going to be tortured so often because you're watching these guys and you're like, oh snap, this guy just, you know, shot 600 yesterday. He's heating up. He's going to, and then he comes out the next day and just,
terrible. I know.
Make a birdie. There's no reason. You got to do 4 days of consistent golf and birdies and stuff. So it's tricky, man. It's tricky. And it's one of the things you can't really get your hopes up until that 18th hole on Sunday. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's very similar to poker, right? I mean, especially if you're playing in a big tournament, it's a very mental game. And you know, with the World Series, when you won it, I mean, what was it, seven days you had to roll through the field?
Yeah, it was just to make the final table, you know, and then another three at the final table. So yeah, I mean, for sure. And yeah, I think they're very similar. I really do. I think there's a lot of crossover in just, you know, I mean, obviously one takes a little bit more of a physical thing. But outside of that, I mean, they're both just games that are just about mentals, your mental fortitude and dealing with variance, right? I mean, those two things is all that matters. So, yeah, I think they're very similar.
Yeah, speaking of mental game, you actually you know, turned me on to Elliot Rowe. He's really helped me a lot with my mental game. So obviously I'm indebted to you for life for that connection. He's a fantastic guy. Obviously Primed Mind, the app, it's fantastic. Yeah. You guys should definitely check it out. I use it. I'm sure Scott does too. But yeah, man, I just wanted to have you on, kind of chop it up a little bit and just, it's always good to see you and always good to speak with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's like where your head's at. I mean, I know you're very, I know your passion for sports is there and, you know, especially, you know, the gambling side and the market's certainly, you know, just getting busy. So I think, you know, it's good. It's good to just, even, like I said, even if it's just for fun, I mean, I'm here for the casual guy. I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, not everyone has to fight to be sharp and crushing sports betting. Cause you know, at the end of the day, we know that that's probably not going to happen. So you just, you know, we enjoy it. We like being right. And we like, you know, we like sports and it's a fun hobby. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, we're not betting amounts of money that's going to, you know, make or break our life. You know, we're just enough to make it interesting and have some competitive juices flowing and have a reason, more of a reason, you know, to watch the Trailblazers play the Lakers, you know?
Yep. Exactly.
Scott, where can the listeners find you? Are you on Twitter? I know I follow you on Twitter. I don't see you super active. I know you're more active on the Instagram, but where can they find you if they wanted to follow you, reach out and just kind of follow your journey?
Yeah. I'm at SBlum2711. So yeah, I don't do too much tweeting, although I am, you know, I talk about sports and gambling. I've been getting into the sports cards game. Do you collect sports cards at all? You ever dabble in that?
Been listening about the sports card game from Gary V for like the last 3 years, dude.
There you go. Well, of course,
I haven't really done much, unfortunately. It's kind of like kind of annoying that I didn't really jump into it too much. I bought a couple, but nothing that's really changing my life. But I do. Yeah. My prized possession that I have, Scott, is a Wayne Gretzky rookie card signed. That thing does not leave my sight. It's locked in a safe. If I travel, it comes with me in my bag in like lock and key. There's no way that that's ever leaving my 20 feet from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
don't know. Are you a Kings fan?
Oh my God. Massive. Since I was a little kid. There's a lot of Kings fans now because of, obviously they've had some recent success, but I've been a Kings fan since we were horrible. Like I'm talking about, I've been a Kings fan since one of the first words that came out of my mouth was Gretzky. And I said, Gecky.
Wow. You know?
My grandmother, my bubby, who's now passed away, she actually turned me on to the Kings when she came over to the States as a Holocaust survivor. Her friends had season tickets. And she got me into hockey at a very young age. And I remember they used to play every Saturday night, and she used to come over every, Shabbos for the weekend and spend the time with the family. And on Saturday night, my parents would go out on the town, dinner, movie, whatever. And she would sit there with me, 70 years old, and watch the Kings game with me, 5, 6, 7 years old. It was, big Kings fan.
That's about awesome. You? That's awesome. No, I mean, hockey, I've kind of fallen out of favor. I mean, I guess I root for the Knights now.
They're exciting though. They're an exciting team.
Yeah, they're good. They're definitely good. And going to a hockey game is obviously a pretty great experience. I mean, it is a good sport. I just don't have the time for it, but it's definitely a good sport. So
yeah, I got two futures on the Tampa Bay Lightning at 7-1 to win the cup, and I have the Golden Knights at 10-1 and 9-1 and 12-1.
Well, I like that. Yeah, the Knights. In my opinion, they definitely might be. They may be the most talented team.
Or Tampa Bay, and I thought I got good prices on both of them. So
yeah, it makes sense. There you go.
All right, buddy. Well, it was really nice to see you. Let's stay in touch and let's make some money together. And if you ever need anything, obviously I'm here. You can listen to the show. You can ask me whatever my opinion is on certain games. I try to be sharp, but it's very difficult, as you said.
But that's all I can do is try your best, and I bet you're pretty good at it. So
I'm all right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. As always, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. We are at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter as well. Scott, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.